Morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Are you a little bit more up and about a horse heading to a benchmark 64 at Ballarat on the synthetic today than what normally would be the case?
Yeah, no, I think I'll be taking my waterproof jacket, but she's in good order. She ran at Sandown and was beaten about 5.5 lengths, and she got back on that occasion. Jamie Carr rode her, and it was a bit of a sit sprint, which didn't really suit. But two starts back, she ran at Ballarat and finished second to Young Hostess, who's actually in the race. So, there's a short pass favourite in the race, and although I can't be confident to sort of say that, I'm confident that she could win, I think she'll run a good competitive race.
You've won multiple Group 1s, you've shared in premierships. Have you tried to set this horse to have the first win of your own trainership in your own right?
Well, the way that it's panned out, she sort of came to me and was up and ready and going. So that's the way that it's been. I've had a bit of luck as a trainer with my first runners being winners. The first runner in partnership with Ben was a winner, and my first runner in partnership with David was a winner. When I, long time ago, in my mid-20s, my first runner at a metro track was a winner too. So, it's one of those things that you don't really plan, but obviously it'd be great that if it happened, but I'd be just happy if she runs a good competitive race.
How has the build-up been, the setup of the new facilities down at Warrnambool?
Well, the facilities are fantastic. Maddie Williams has got two stable complexes, and we're in one little small section in a self-contained area. So it's good. I'm enjoying the smaller numbers, and we're just feeling our way. And all the locals have been very friendly and accommodating. So it's all been a good kickoff so far.
So how many horses have you got at the moment, Tom?
I've got 12. Yeah. So that's at the end of this week, I'm getting 6 stables on course at the track. And then we're getting a stable complex built, which we're hoping will be sort of December or January completion. So that'll be a 48-horse complex. And this period of having the small numbers for the next sort of 6 months, I think I'm looking at the positives that it'll be an ideal time to settle in and learn all the routines.
It's not a cheap exercise building a stable from the ground up. I've seen some great social media posts. You seem to have a wonderful horse transport truck as well. For the listeners out there, what's a ballpark figure to get yourself set up at the quality that you want and horses filling those boxes?
Yeah, look, it doesn't come cheaply. And, any young trainer that started off, or any trainer for that matter, I think everyone would say it takes a bit of outlay to get you going, but I've been lucky to get the support of, some good clientele, and hopefully, we'll ease into it and do it gradually. I think, I wouldn't want to be trying to do it, big numbers straight away, but the club have been fantastic, the Warrnambool Racing Club, Tom O'Connor and Nick Rawl, and they've been working hard behind the scenes as well.
And the family's moved down to Warrnambool, have they embraced it?
Well, we take possession of our new house in the middle of August, so they'll move down then. And they've been, over school holidays, they were down here, so it was nice to have them. But it'll be great when we're all here as a family.
And have you set yourself, I suppose, a timeline or goals for the next 12 months? How many horses, what you want to achieve, or is it just take things as they come?
I think we'll just take things as they come. I was lucky enough to be given 50 stars, and he'll contend, races like the Memsey, Maccabi Diva, maybe like a Cantala and a McKinnon, those sort of races. So it'll be nice to be able to have a horse of that quality that is able to be running in those races. He'll be 7 in August, so he's probably, he's in the twilight, but he's in great shape and he looks fantastic. And he was originally trained by Darren Weir out of his Warrnambool stable. So hopefully, back down here, we can get him back to his best.
Well, he's a brilliant horse to be the headline act when you're starting out. He's obviously a multiple Group 1, or he's a Group 1 winner. He's won over $2.7 million in prize money. So what's it like for you to be entrusted with a horse like that, because I suppose awkward's not the right word, but it may have been difficult when you're leaving the family who you've worked for so long, and some of the better horses come with you as well.
Yeah, look, Jerry Ryan, I've known for years, and when I started training, Jerry actually gave me two of my first horses to train. So he always said that he would send a couple of horses. I didn't at the time realise one of them would be 50 stars, but, you know, taking 50 stars of a horse that I know so well, so it's, you know, it's an easy transition. You know, when you get given horses from other trainers, it takes a little bit of time to understand them, but, you know, sometimes that can be an advantage because you don't have a fixed idea on them. You can just sort of train them as you see them. So, yeah, they're all individuals, and hopefully, while we won't have many runners between now and Christmas, hopefully when we take them to the races, they can be competitive.
Well, have you got particular colours? Are there Tom Demenick stable colours that we'll see today?
Yeah, they're sort of like a navy blue and a dark red, but not today. Most of the horses that have been given, the owners have got colours and things, so that you'll probably spot them sometime in the future.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Final word for the listeners, will it be a winning debut? Should we have a little something on Bellex today?
Look, if she sticks it around that 9 or 10 to 1, I'd have something on her each way. But if the favourite doesn't turn up, I think she won't be far away.
Good on you, Tom. Best of luck.
Thanks. Cheers, Ray.
Tom Demenick, Bellex.